If I am not interested in someone or something, then merely observing that person or that thing out of the corner of my eye and moving on is what I do. If I am interested in a person or some object, then I will make a judgment. And the judgment involves my paying attention. And what the attention really means is that I desire to know the truth that is this person, or the truth of this object. Now that seems fairly obvious and pretty ordinary. It's the way human beings operate. And yet I would suggest to you that it is not all that easy, and that it demands a fair amount of discipline. Because normally when I come to see another or see an object, I come with some presuppositions. I come with my own experience, I come with my own history, I come with my own opinions, I come with my own prejudices, I come with my own preferences, and that's what every human being does. But sometimes those opinions, that experience, those preferences are so strong and so powerful that I become a slave to them, and the only way I can see the other or the object is through those glasses. And I would suggest to you that that is what sin is. People will say, my sin is that I'm a lustful person, or my sin is that I'm an angry person, or my sin is that I'm a jealous person, or my sin is that I'm a dishonest person, or my sin is whatever. And all of those are manifestations of the fundamental sin. The sin that by which I choose to ignore the truth. If you will, the call or the invitation to holiness is to love the truth more than I love myself. To love the truth more than I love my experience, my opinions, my history. To love the truth more than I love myself. Now that's what this gospel reading is about. Jesus looks intently at Matthew. Jesus sees something in Matthew that no one else sees. He sees all of Matthew's weakness and he sees all of Matthew's strength. He sees all of Matthew's sinfulness and all of Matthew's virtue. He's seen all that Matthew has done and all that Matthew has failed to do. He sees the grandeur of this man. He sees within this man his own face. He sees him as a fellow human being. He sees him as an image of the living God. And with all of that, he loves him. Beyond all reckoning, He loves him without any exclusion. And that act of Jesus is the saving act in Matthew's life. Well, every single one of us is looked upon by the Lord. And what the Lord sees is what your marriage partner doesn't see, what your parents don't see, what your children don't see, what your neighbors and friends don't see. The Lord sees all of your strength and all of your weakness. The Lord sees everything that is light and everything that is dark. The Lord sees all of the sin and all of the heroic virtue. The Lord sees within your face and mine a reflection of his face. He sees us as a sister or a brother. And he sees us bearing within ourselves the very image of God. And seeing all of that, he loves us beyond measure. He loves us without exception. That's the hunger of the human heart. That's the pain in the human soul. To be known totally. To have the truth of who I am fully known. And in light of that, to be fully loved. And when that happens to a human being, that is transformative, that is freeing, that is liberating, that is life-giving, that is saving. Scribes and the Pharisees looked at Matthew and they saw him only through their eyes, only through the experience they had had with people like Matthew, only through the history that they had had with tax collectors, only through their opinion about such people, only through their preferences and their prejudices, and they were locked in it. They were prisoners of that. That's the only way they saw this man. And Jesus says to them, you go home. And you learn the meaning of these words. What I want from you is mercy and compassion. Not sacrifice. It is in the mercy and the compassion of Jesus that he can see the truth, that he can love the truth. Now Matthew, liberated and freed, goes forth to proclaim that good news. That's his job. His job is to show all the goodness God has shown to him. We are the community of Matthew. For 121 years, this is the community of Matthew. The people of this community have been seen in all the dimensions of their lives and have been loved without exception by the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who have gone before us, and you and I, are called, as Matthew was, to love the truth and to have the discipline to lay the prejudice aside, the opinion aside, the experience aside, and to see fresh. Jesus says to Matthew, knowing everything about him, he says to him, come, follow me. Jesus says to you and to me, knowing everything about us, come, follow me. Learn to love the truth more than you love yourself. We turn to the Lord God and we make our prayer.
For the church throughout the world, that like Jesus, she may always welcome sinners and be a constant sign of God's love and compassion, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this parish community, that like Matthew, we may all realize the goodness of God in our lives and proclaim that goodness by what we do and say. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who feel themselves to be unlovable and unforgivable, may they come to know the love and mercy of God. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, may our experience of God's mercy enable us to be more merciful to others. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.